Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. More than 170 countries signed an agreement Friday at the UN aimed at limiting the rise of global temperatures and slowing the effects of climate change on the planet. The deal was agreed to in Paris at the end of last year, but opened for signatures on Friday, which was also Earth Day. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said countries need to turn their goodwill into action.
We are in a race against time. I urge all countries to move quickly to join the agreement at the national level so that the Paris Agreement can enter into force as early as possible.
The agreement still has to be ratified in each of the signing countries. In London Friday, President Obama dived into a heated debate over a June 23rd referendum in which British voters will decide whether their country will remain in the European Union. Mr. Obama made remarks that are a boost for Prime Minister David Cameron, who has come out in support of the remaining in the EU. But they've inflamed the so-called Eurosceptics, who reject what they say is interference by the U.S. leader in a domestic matter. United States and Britain have what Washington leaders have described over the years as a special relationship, and the U.S. sees Britain's EU membership as Washington's voice in the 28-nation grouping. Demonstrators held a two-day rally and a 24-hour hunger strike outside the White House here in Washington to protest what they consider a lack of U.S. action to stop genocide in Sudan's Darfur region. Protest was part of a global week of action against genocide in Darfur that continues through April the 25th. This is VOA News. At least 18 people were killed. It happened Friday when airstrikes hit several rebel-held neighborhoods in Syria's contested northern city of Aleppo. Meantime, the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, has vowed to take the fragile peace talks into next week, despite a walkout by the main armed opposition.
I plan to continue the proximity talks, both at formal level and at technical level, until next week, probably Wednesday as originally planned.
U.S. Special Envoy said there is a clear feeling in the talks that neither side will accomplish a military victory in Syria, and therefore it is time to talk. De Mistura also said the cessation of hostilities implemented in late February is, in his words, in great trouble if they don't act quickly. In Turkey, trials have started for four academics charged with terrorist propaganda after signing a petition. Case also resumed for two prominent journalists facing charges of espionage. We go now to Dorian Jones in Istanbul for our report.
Hundreds of people gathered outside Istanbul's main court for what was described as a festival of justice. The gathering was in support of four academics and two journalists facing terrorism charges. Can Dündar, chief editor of Cumhuriyet, one of Turkey's last remaining mainstream newspapers, critical of the government, and his colleague Erdem Gül, face 30 years in jail. Prosecutors accuse the journalists of espionage and working with a terrorist organization for a report in which they allege the Turkish government smuggled arms to Syrian rebels. Turkey's European and US allies are voicing growing concern for freedom of expression and other human rights. But Ankara dismisses their concerns, saying it faces unprecedented terror threats from Kurdish rebels and Islamic State militants. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
Medical examiners have performed an autopsy on legendary U.S. musician Prince to try to determine why he died Thursday. 57-year-old artist was found dead where he lived near the U.S. city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Jim Olson is the sheriff for the area. He spoke with reporters about the autopsy.
Dr. Quinn Strobel, who is a Carver County medical examiner, responded. There were no obvious signs of trauma on the body at all. The body was transported to Dr. Strobel's office for an autopsy, and that is being done today. Results from that autopsy may take several weeks, which is not unusual.
Tributes have poured out from all over the world for Prince, from celebrities and fans alike. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis, and I welcome you to a very special edition of Jazz America on VOA1, the fourth week of our celebration of Jazz Appreciation Month in the month of April, and what better way to celebrate than with the induction of the 2016 National Endowment for the Arts Jazz Masters from Washington, D.C. Yes, on this edition of the program, we're going to take you to the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. for the induction of three fantastic musicians and one very important jazz advocate into the hallowed hall of the NEA Jazz Masters, as chosen by the National Endowment for the Arts. It's the most important award a jazz musician or advocate can receive from the United States of America. And the three great musicians, Gary Burton, the master of the vibes, and the two fantastic saxophonists and composers and leaders, the award-winning Pharoah Sanders and Archie Shepp, will be featured in their acceptance speeches from the stage of the Kennedy Center. We'll hear music from these great artists and music performed live at the Kennedy Center on Monday, the 4th of April, as musicians from all over came to celebrate the Jazz Masters being inducted. Let's begin this edition of Jazz America, though, with some music from some of the earliest inductees into the NEA Jazz Masters and some updated remixed versions of a couple of their classics. You're going to hear from the very first woman ever inducted into the NEA Jazz Masters, and they began this induction back in 1982. Well, a couple of years after they began giving those awards away, a woman was inducted. You'll find out who she is and hear her incredible voice. But first, the very first year that NEA Jazz Masters were named, the great trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie was honored. And from the Verve Remix 2 album, here's a remix version of his great classic, Manteca. As we celebrate the NEA Jazz Masters for 2016 on this edition of Jazz America.
Version now, 1961 version, Manteca. Take it.
1985, Ella Fitzgerald became the first woman inducted into the NEA Jazz Masters Hall of Fame. That's Slap the Bass, a Miguel Miggs pedal pusher remix, they call that song, from the Verve Remix 2 album. It's been quite a celebration of classic songs from the past that have happened in the last decade or so, where different artists have taken existing songs and remixed them, bringing them up to date to the 21st century. Hope you enjoyed that from NEA Jazz Master Ella Fitzgerald. Now let's take you to the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. The master of ceremonies for the evening's activities is Jason Moran, the great pianist and director of jazz at Kennedy Center. He'll give us some thoughts about Gary Burton, Pharoah Sanders, Archie Shepp, and musicians advocate and new NEA Jazz Master Wendy Oxenhorn. And then we'll hear more NEA Jazz Masters live performance.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our host, Kennedy Center Artistic Director for Jazz, Jason Moran.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good evening and welcome to the John F. Kennedy Center for Performing Arts here in the Concert Hall in Washington, D.C. This is the 2016 National Endowment for the Arts Jazz Masters Tribute Concert. Tonight we celebrate four individuals, each whom have contributed mightily to the music in their own unique ways. Each of them a jazz master. Each of them an important voice in our community that shapes our music and our world. First, a young man who grew up in Philadelphia, where his sharp ear for the stories of the people propelled him and his saxophone to the great heights in the music where he remains to this day, traveling the world and performing with his tenor saxophone. Next, a native of Indiana whose love of the music has led him to create innovative techniques on his instrument, the vibraphone, where his prowess continues to influence generations of followers and players in his footsteps. Third, a son of the South whose humble beginnings held no indication of his future as an important artist and saxophonist, a soft-spoken man whose distinctive sound and gentle spirit continue to speak volumes through his spiritual expression. And finally, a harmonica-playing, blues-loving ballerina who danced her way from Brooklyn via the subways of New York to become the music's most passionate advocate for the health and welfare of the jazz community and its artists. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 2016 class of NEA Jazz Masters.
And now it's time to hear our first sample of live music performed at the Kennedy Center on the 4th of April as part of this induction ceremony gala concert. You're going to hear another NEA Jazz Master who's going to perform a song in honor of Wendy Oxenhorn, the musician's advocate. And to give us some thoughts about Wendy Oxenhorn and about what the Musicians Advocate Award is all about, and to introduce the first live performance, which, by the way, was actually one of the last live performances of the night. We'll just move things around a little bit during this edition of Jazz America. You'll hear one of the most famous songs in jazz history. Here is Jane Chu, the chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts, who'll give us some thoughts about Wendy Oxenhorn on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Tonight's final awardee is certainly known by everybody in the jazz industry, and we want to spread the word about Wendy Oxenhorn. She's receiving this year's A.B. Spellman NEA Jazz Masters Award for Jazz Advocacy. The Jazz Advocacy Award is named after A.B. Spellman, a jazz writer, accomplished poet, and former deputy chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts. And Wendy Oxenhorn grew up in Brooklyn. She started out on a path to be a professional ballerina, but an early injury sent her on a different career journey, a journey which would lead her to identify a passion for helping others in need, and which took her all the way to her role today as the executive director and vice chair of the Jazz Foundation of America. The foundation's mission is to provide financial, medical, and legal assistance to jazz musicians who find themselves in difficult situations due to illness, age, or underemployment. And one of Wendy's most ardent fans, 2003 NEA jazz master Jimmy Heath, Jimmy's famous song, Gingerbread Boy, will soon swing into action this evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome NEA jazz master Jimmy Heath, Lakeisha Benjamin, and Justin Coughlin.
Thank you.
Well, there is a live recording of Gingerbread Boy by Jimmy Heath and some very esteemed colleagues joining him at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. on April the 4th that you won't hear anywhere else. That's a real rarity. Hope you enjoyed that one as we celebrate the NEA Jazz Masters here on VOA's Jazz America. More coming up with those rare live performances, but first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address: jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I received with the subject line, I am your audience. I am Misikre Awel from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, listening via the popular and lovely radio station, Shager FM. Well, that's certainly one of my favorite radio stations. We certainly have a lot of folks listening to Jazz America via Shager FM in Addis Ababa. And he goes on to say, you create a bright day. Thanks. Well, you brightened my day with your wonderful message. And now let me brighten your day a little bit more with some rare, wonderful music from the Kennedy Center. Let's return there now as the great NEA Jazz Master of 2016, saxophonist Archie Shepp, is just about to be inducted.
With our first salute, please welcome the chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts, Jane Chu.
Thank you, Jason, and good evening. On behalf of the National Endowment for the Arts, welcome to this evening's tribute concert. This is the 34th year of the NEA Jazz Masters, and we have the opportunity to honor the remarkable accomplishments of a very special group of jazz leaders and welcome them to the NEA Jazz Masters family. This is also a special year for the National Endowment for the Arts because it's our 50th anniversary, and yes. Thank you. We're so pleased to be able to celebrate the NEA's milestone birthday here in Washington, D.C. and at the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. Legendary saxophone player and vocalist, pianist, poet, playwright, educator, and composer. These are just a few of the words that describe Archie Shepp, the first 2016 NEA Jazz Master we're honoring. Archie was raised in Philadelphia, and he went on to study drama in college, but it was ultimately in music that he found his stride, and ever since, Archie Shepp has used his music as a means of expression, as a voice for the people, and as a way to push this art form in new directions. Archie's music incorporates a wide range of styles, from the traditional to the cutting edge, including American blues, spirituals, and original works. And through these forms of expression, Archie continues to raise our political and cultural consciousness. And in just a minute, some of Archie's longtime friends, as well as younger artists he has inspired, are going to take the stage to perform a medley of two of Archie's works, Hambone and Blues for Brother George, which was written about activist Soledad brother George Jackson.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ambrose Akinmusari, Roswell Rudd, David Murray, Rudresh Mahanthapa, Jason Moran, Linda O, Kareem Riggins, and Pedrito Martinez.
In the band and the ladies, the guys and the girls in the band, I give my thanks. I'm really quite thrilled to receive this award and to be in such good company. Gary Burton, my main man, Pharaoh, and well, we go back a long way, and he's really like a brother to me. Wendy Oxenhorn, it's certainly a pleasure. And finally, we might ask ourselves, what is the meaning of the arts and humanities if they are only available to a class of people? What is the relevance of jazz music if it reaches no further than middle-class homes that can afford musical instruments and music instruction. It is essential that our schools, universities, and institutions reach out to the ghettos, the wretched communities which frequently languish outside their doors. They must create hope where there is despair. Unless this world will become what you see, a virtual reality show, hilarious but for its tristesse, an anticlimax replete with crime and madness. Thank you.
I really appreciate it. Thank you. Archie Shepp, ladies and gentlemen.
And now, from his 1965 release, Fire Music, here's Archie Shepp leading an all-star band on his composition, Los Olvidados, on Jazz America, from VOA 1.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's the late, great Miles Davis, a 1984 inductee into the NEA Jazz Masters Hall of Fame with Tutu. More NEA Jazz Masters next hour. Stay tuned.